Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Whatever you do, let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
What's going on, man? How y'all feeling, baby?
Berg, why you pissed, man?
Man, I've had a long day. I went to the Bucks game. Now we got to take these damn calls. I just want to get through it.
Look at this sassy shit, man.
Yo, you're cranky, bro.
It was hot, man. I can be cranky. It was fucking hot.
It's hot outside in Florida, bro.
It's the only game I'm going to go to, and I got roped into it because my buddy has season tickets, and him and his girlfriend are breaking up, so he invited me to go to the game, and I couldn't tell him no, even though I didn't want to go, and as soon as I woke up this morning, I knew it was going to be hot as hell, but...
You sweat out your perm?
Bro, it's going to be hot as hell tomorrow, too, and yesterday, bro. It's
okay, but I'll be inside.
Same energy Sundays, man. I want to hear none of y'all sassy and bitchy shit about going to a game.
Why are you so damn happy? What do you have to even be happy about, Silk?
Who said I was happy? I'm just trying to enjoy my win, bro.
Happy for that ugly ass last night.
It's a win, dog. You got one, Bird?
No.
Your ass up there. You ain't got no win, bro. So you get a win, you don't speak, bro.
In 17 days.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. You played one and you lost that motherfucker. So right now you 0-1.
So what quarter did you decide not to fire Mac? Because I know there was a whole...
I was cooling. No, I was cool. I wasn't mad at the coaching at all. Some execution shit we could have did better, but I wasn't mad at the coaching so far in that game.
What did y'all see
that was terrible coaching? Before the time management at the end of the game, what did y'all see was terrible coaching?
They got playmakers all over the field, bro, that could take the top off. You asked me what I didn't like about the coaching. They got the kid handcuffed, man. Tyree can make that play every fucking time, dog. For them to not throw the ball over 8 yards for the whole fucking game until Hail Mary time, bro, you guys gotta frustrate you.
It just didn't show any confidence in their quarterback.
And I'm fine with that. It was the same thing when Griff first got there. It was the same thing. And he had that moment in the same game. It's a maturation process. I wasn't mad at it. I was saying it was terrible coaching. I'm trying to see if we were watching the same game because I didn't see terrible
trust
coaching.
The process.
I said it's a maturation process. I didn't say trust in the process. Yeah, slow down. Listen, bro.
I'm too angry.
I'm trying to figure out where the bad coaching was at. You're saying terrible coach? I didn't see terrible coach.
I said it was a terrible coach.
I seen missed tackles. That wasn't on Randy Shannon. I mean, he had guys in position to make plays.
I was really surprised by Gardner's play. I mean, what was that?
He took some bad angles. And number four, I mean, I'm a defensive back.
I think it was
a lack of effort,
which is what I was most surprised about. I don't know about ankles, but effort.
What do you mean by effort? Elaborate.
He was going at it in between the plays, but didn't seem to be going at it as hard during the plays.
He was missing tackles. I don't know what you – number four ain't the fucking scat back, dog. That's a big dude.
Yeah, he was a problem. But, yeah.
Problem. I'm not worried about Chauncey's competitiveness at all.
Well, hopefully they unleash Franks, let him do his thing, man. That was pretty brutal to watch.
I thought y'all was going to have some better breakdowns of this bad coaching, bro.
We're here for the phone calls, man. I'm just
Let's get this going.
I feel like they should get their ball to their playmakers. They got playmakers on offense. They
got the ball to the playmakers this game. Tony got involved. Massey got involved. Power got involved.
It was a perfect game plan. It was exactly what Silk was looking for, I guess.
A win, yeah. But y'all saying it's terrible. Y'all not giving me no terrible coaching. Like that's what the storyline was about coaching. On Twitter, you didn't? Most certainly did.
At the end of the game, it was a mess. Like, I don't understand. They had 58 seconds or 50.
You're talking about one play. That don't determine the whole game. You're talking about one play.
That did end up determining the game.
One play determined the whole game.
No, that's not. No, one play never determines a whole game. What are y'all playing, fucking marbles?
I don't know. Is marbles a one play game?
So the play when Davis fumbled at the 1 yard, that didn't affect the game?
Well, no, I mean, no. Yeah, one play didn't change it because missed field goals changed the game. All
right, let's get called this one, bro. Let's get called. This is nonsense. Let's roll, TJ, baby.
I would drop Florida after a win, though. This is one of those you drop them after a win wins.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. It's same energy Sunday. This is our first caller of the evening. What's your question or what's your phone call about? And how's your energy?
Well, I'm bringing that same energy because, you know, my boy OVO Frank.
Talk your shit, bro.
Threw that 65-yard touchdown pass to big play Tyree.
Talk your shit, bro.
So we found out who the best DB is, and that's obviously Marco. Like, that, he's the best freshman DB in the country. He's better than Darwin right now, hands down.
Darwin.
Talk your shit, bro. How you felt after the win, bro? After that bomb went in the air and he came down with it, how you felt, bro?
I ran out of my house. I had my gator blanket on. I ran up and down my street.
Your gator blanket.
I jumped on a car, and I was pretty hyped. I was pretty happy.
I was lit, man. I had some Florida State and Miami company over here. They was cheering for Tennessee and shit. Like they had the fucking hound in their car and shit. But it didn't go down like they thought it was gonna go down, baby.
I mean, we're gonna beat FSU. That's a given. We're gonna win it all this year.
Facts. Facts.
I mean, the streak ends
shit,
this year. It's all gonna end. It's just great time to be a Gator fan.
What's your name on Twitter, dog?
It's Sebastian, and then I have a weird handle.
All y'all motherfuckers got weird handles, bro.
Hey, all right, man. Good call. Just name your shit Gator Blanket, bro. All right, next caller.
Yo, it's Same Energy Sunday. What's up? What do you got? Where's your energy at?
Man, my energy low right now, man.
Sound like it. What are you? You a Miami fan, FSU fan? What's wrong?
Are you on Xanax?
I'm a Florida State fan, man. Nah, I ain't no fans, man. I'm just restless. I'm a Florida State fan, man.
Yeah. So, what's got you down in the dumps, dog?
What can we help you with?
You need a fly. That's your problem.
I'm calling for Josh, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling for Newberg. I want to know straight up, no lies. Is
you can't do that.
What they saying he is, man.
Wait, what?
What are they saying? What?
It's they saying he's supposed to be wilding people. He's going to be doing France. It's the timeline.
They're lying.
Hold on, who are you talking about? James Blackman?
Already lying.
Yeah.
You're talking about James Blackman. I mean, they're optimistic about it. The staff's optimistic. I've been talking to some people close to that program, and
the fuck they gonna say?
You know, nobody. Yeah, they feel good about his preparation, but you don't ever really know what you got until you throw it into the fire. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know that dog until you put it out there, baby.
I mean, they absolutely feel good about him, but you know how that
is. UC State probably feels good about his ass, too, to be honest with you.
I just don't want to get embarrassed, man. Like, I'm not trying to fall into
You feel like y'all can get embarrassed? You feel that way?
I don't think we can get embarrassed because the defense is probably the best in the nation to me. But I just don't know. I don't know about Blackman yet. I got to see him get hit. Once at least, I just don't know.
Oh, you gonna see him get hit a lot? Don't worry.
Yeah, you gonna see him get hit once. You ain't gonna have to wait long.
Yeah, you gotta wait long at all. Bro.
Yeah, you'll see that in the first drive, but I think he'll bounce back.
No, I want to see my dog get hit too.
But you just need some football in your life. You'll be good. You'll be good. FSU plays soon.
It's like. It's restless, like just the weirdest season.
Ain't got no win, bro. I know how I feel. You gonna feel like I feel today. You gonna feel this way when you get your first win, bro. You just ain't got no win.
All right, man.
Press the shit, bro.
Hey, be strong. All right, be strong.
Hey, stay safe, cause stay. Hey, bro, listen. Stay safe, cause you die today. You don't get to see a 2017 FSU win, bro. So stay safe.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real safe today. I might not drive to work this whole week.
Yeah.
Another thing I gotta say, congrats to Florida, to Gators. That was epic. You can't hate.
What do you mean you can't hate? Yes, you can, dog. Hang on.
You can't, bro. You can't hate on that shit, bro. Keep it real. Keep it a buck, bro.
That was epic, kid. That was epic.
That bitch was rocking. That's how I grill one. I know that bitch was rocking, boy.
that shit was fun as fuck last night to be a fucking college kid last night in that bitch.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
Good talking to y'all, man.
All right. All right.
Yo, we got our next call on. Got my man Dylan. Dylan, what's your question, man? We got some same energy Sunday, man. What's your question? What you got? Talk some shit. Holla at me.
This is all for you, Silk. Silk, you're my guy. You know, I'm a Canes fan. To be honest, I'm a Jew as well. So I got a little Newberg in me. I got a little Newberg in me.
Pause. Whoa. That is not actually true.
Shit just got real fast.
But I understand what you're saying.
All right.
We're in the same tribe.
All right, let me start over.
We ain't taking that bitch out of there, though. You ain't starting to continue where you are.
All right, so how you feeling today, man?
Okay. That's a tough start. I'm feeling all right. I'm driving. I live in L.A., so I'm driving home from the Chargers game or the Dolphins
game. That's how we're going to call it. That's how we refer to it on this show.
Yeah, I guess. Should I be a Chargers fan? Should I be a Rams fan? Which one? I need a pick kind of soon. I'm an L.A. guy.
Be a Dolphins fan, bro. You should do that.
I am kind of a Dolphins fan. I got the Miami in me. But anyway, Silk.
No, go ahead.
Let's go, bro. I thought we got
a pass on that. All right. Well, anyway, you know, I just want to man up with Silk for a second and ask him, you know, are you really a believer in Coach Mack? You know, it's one thing to
great question.
To, you know, Tariq Cleveland is better than fucking Amon Richards. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about when you say that, but you know,
I didn't mention anybody's name, bro. I ain't got to mention his name.
No, he asked you a question.
I was asking the Amon Richards thing.
Yeah, you said that on an episode before. Anyway,
no, he was talking about a tweet today, but. Come on, man. Finish this sassy question. What's going on?
He asked you a question. He said, are you a believer in Coach Mack?
Yeah, I asked you a question. Are you still a believer in Coach Mack?
Yeah, I am.
A believer in what?
I believe in the direction their program is going. Yeah, I'm straight. I believe in Mack, yeah.
Okay.
All right. If we would have lost yesterday, that would change, of course. I mean, it's a day-by-day thing. It's like 100% this is the guy, never fire him. No, right now I still believe in the direction the program is going.
What about him is like? Are you pumped about? I'm curious.
What do you mean? What about him?
I'm curious too.
No, I mean like, all right. I'm a Miami fan. You know, we're
so what you like? What turns you on about Rick? I want to know what turns you on about Rick. Like, what the fuck you talk about?
What turns me on about? Well, all right. I'm not going to say that because I've already made that mistake. But what I like about Mark Richt, I mean, come on, we had Al Golden before. He's much better than Al Golden.
Yeah, okay,
our recruiting classes
are better. Answer.
There's better.
I can say we had Muschamp before. That'd be a shitty answer. I can say we had Muschamp before, and now I can do the same shit, bro. That's a shitty answer.
But it's now been 3-4 years. Yeah, it's now been 3-4 years. If Mark Richt continues the way Al Golden has been before, I would be really disappointed.
No, I'm asking you, what do you like about Mark Richt? That's what you asked me. I say I like the direction that the program going. You haven't given me a better answer, bro.
My answer is the same. My answer is the same. I like the direction of the program. So I guess what about the direction of the program do you like?
I like that we got way more offensive weapons. We didn't have any when he got here. We got an offensive line. We got depth. What do you mean? What is it not the light? We still got a producer in the top defense, and Muschamp guys is gone.
But you're excited about the offense, though?
Right now, no. I'm excited about the progress of Franks.
Okay, so
if you ask me, this is the question you should ask me, am I okay? Do I like the play calling? No, I think the play calling is terrible. I think Nussmeier they put him in the box. He got a little better in the second half yesterday, but something needs to happen. There needs to be some rhythm to the play calling. But I don't know what you know. I'm cool with Mac.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm happy for you. All right. Well, thank you for answering that question.
I got you, dog. That's what I'm here for, baby.
All right, man. Hey, get ready for this trap game coming up this weekend for Miami.
You're a fucking idiot.
Toledo look like ass, bro. I don't know
Capital
if you watch
T.
the game.
Capital T.
Toledo look like ass, bro. That's not a trap game.
Hey, happy holidays, Newberg.
Yeah, happy Rosh Hashanah to you too, my brother.
Take it easy, boys.
Hey, how come
y'all get off of that shit? That
was what I was about to say, bro. What the fuck going on?
Y'all need to chill. Get off our holiday.
Happy Rotisserie Chicken Day and shit. Get the next call on, TJ.
And we got another caller on the line. Caller, same energy Sunday. How can we help you?
Same energy. You already know it. Hey, it's Ashton, Ascot Juice on Twitter.
Ash, what's going on, baby?
Hey, what's happening? So listen, man. All I know right now is we going 14-1. That's the energy I'm coming with.
Woo!
And that's
talk
the
your shit,
be
bro.
With all season. You hear me?
I like it.
Talk your shit, Ash. We're
now,
still getting 14.
I don't even know why FSU and Miami canceled their game this week. You know what I'm saying? What they wasn't playing at that rented stadium, was they?
Because both don't want to put shit on film. They scared as fuck.
Well, I mean, they were supposed to play each other, so I don't know.
They want to get practice in.
I don't know.
They want to get practice.
Oh, you're right.
Really hard,
right.
Yeah, I really do.
You know what I'm saying? Neither side seemed to be pushing for it to be a game this weekend. You know what I'm saying? That seemed weird to me.
Oh, no, they didn't have no time, though. Like, to be honest with you, I don't think we had to play that game, but, I mean, it's a lot of shit going on, bro. I don't think we got a good week of practice. I understand why Florida State and Miami couldn't play that game, bro.
Half the Miami team was in Orlando.
It's a lot of shit going on, though.
You're right. I'm just talking shit, man.
They got to get ready for Toledo.
Hey, the FSU defense.
Berger's
really
made
some help against Felipe. I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, we gonna let him keep talking that shit.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I said the FSU defense. They gonna need some help against Felipe. You hear me?
Got the big cannon out, dog. Big guns.
Hey, especially towards that. That's at the end of the year. All right, he's gonna have a lot of work under his belt now.
Yeah, he'll
getting
be
no reps.
12 yards down the field by then.
Look, Kodak, they don't like to see you winning. They don't want to see us winning, Ash. They don't want to see us winning, dog.
Timmer Blackman, who wants to put some money on it?
What's the
about
bet?
What?
What's the bet? Who could throw further?
Newberg, you want to put some money on it?
I'll put some.
Blackman don't throw further. He can't throw the ball further.
Who's
going to throw on your mic, bro?
Better freshman.
A better freshman season? What are you talking about?
Well, Frank's didn't play. So if Blackman completes
one
pass next week, he had a better season.
Okay, yeah. We'll put our paychecks on it. We'll bet. What are we doing?
And your heart isn't even in it. Don't even worry about it. not in that race,
His heart's not in it, bro.
Oh, man. You called it. It's not. It's not right now.
Yeah, he's pissed off because he hasn't been on vacation this week.
Yeah.
Ash, how bad do you think we beat Kentucky this week? How bad do you think we beat Kentucky this week, bro?
Shoot, man. As long as we can get this running game going, probably by about 25.
Yeah, I'm on the same page.
You can quit messing around.
We lose to Kentucky, and the fan base, they don't have Mac on the extra hot seat.
That's every game.
We're all a bunch of believers in here, man. Don't bring that negativity in.
It's been 30 years now. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that. It's every game now, man. Not after no 30-year streak now.
We finna beat Kentucky ass, bro. Nothing to see here, though.
Yeah,
oh,
the
SEC
yeah,
is
looking
a little
bit weird.
I was just saying,
the
LSU.
SEC East is looking good.
I mean, you got
LSU,
we'll Texas
see,
A&M.
South Carolina look like they're falling apart. Georgia might be all right.
Yeah, the SEC East
is looking
great yesterday, bro.
Be honest.
Vandy's looking real good.
You're buying that right now? You're buying Vandy?
Yeah. I'm buying Mason. He's a good coach, bro. They're going to be in every game they play.
I don't know if I'm buying it yet. Everybody's on Twitter tonight freaking out about the 18.5-point spread that Alabama has. But watch Alabama go out and
– Alabama beat them by last year? Bro, they play everybody close, dog, with that type of talent. So I believe they're a good team, yeah. I believe they're a good team. I don't think they're about to win the East or no shit, but they're a good team.
I think Vandy has a shot at being the second in the East, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they? They beat Georgia last year. They could easily do that shit again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They finally got their offense together. Yeah.
They damn near beat us. Shit, they took us down to the wire. Shit came down to, like, last place shit. Vandy, basically coast, bro.
I'm more concerned about that game than South Carolina and Georgia and a couple of those other games.
That's
that same energy. Fuck all that. We winning all of them. 14 in a fucking row, baby. What's up?
That's right. That's what today's all about, man. All right.
I like it.
Calling in.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Love the show.
Enjoy the rest of your. Yeah, man. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday as a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck him.
Why you gotta say fuck my dude, dog?
I don't know,
man.
Fucking be an asshole right now.
What's got going on today, dog?
Y'all don't ever get the Sunday depression?
No, bro.
I wouldn't if I didn't have a fucking job like you, if I could just fucking work from home. I get it because I got to go to fucking work.
I'll never get it, bro.
Wait, why are you
gotta go back to work. It's his life now.
I got to get depressed. And there's just nothing to write about. Like, Florida State hasn't played a game in 16 days.
Hey, fuck your life, bro. Hey, TJ, get a call on. Fuck his life, bro. Fuck his life, bro. We hear about his life and shit.
You guys want to know about my struggle?
He's real.
Woe is me.
Yo, we got another caller on the line. It's Same Energy Sunday. And, caller, you got some time?
Yeah, I got time now. What's up?
I don't know. You tell us.
D-Rob, I'm around. The Gator D-Rob. This ain't the Miami D-Rob or whatever.
Okay, I thought it was the Gator D-Rob. You sound a little happy for that.
Yeah, right. Great value D-Rob. What up?
What's going on, man?
Sorry about that, bro.
Hey, we only recognize one D-Rob, and he's a Kane.
Nah, this is the Gator D-Rob. Hey, but, hey, man, all I got to say is, hey, we got a W. I was upset. I'm going to get the same energy. I was like, we're going to lose. By the third quarter, I was like, we're going to lose the game because I just felt like we went. First of all, I don't want to see another damn play where a running back or a tight end has to block anybody on the D line, middle linebacker, anything.
Executions, man. I think our biggest problem was in that game was tight end and running back blocking.
Yeah, that was it. That was everything. Like, and Mark Thompson, please, man.
That nigga blind.
I ain't never seen somebody so big. I'm sorry, but he just soft. I can't.
I think he ran decent, bro. I think he ran hard, but in the pass blocking, like he's looking outside in, and they teach that shit. Running back pass blocking, you look inside out. Every blitz he missed came from the inside. That's just terrible football. Like you learn that shit in Pop Warner, bro.
And then everybody on the Twitter line talking about some Matt called the second half. Nah, he didn't call the second half.
He didn't call nothing. Not one play.
Yeah, but, man, that's all I got, man. I just want to call in. My first time calling in. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling in. Gator D-Rob. Hey,
that's good stuff, right. Gator D-Rob.
All right. See ya. All right. Another caller on the line. Caller, you got energy today or what? How you doing?
Listen, man. I just got my voice back from screaming, go Gator. Okay?
Talk to shit, bro.
Wait, who is this?
This is Josh Prey, man.
Oh, the
talk
one
your
only.
Shit, bro.
Welcome to the show, Josh.
Whoa,
welcome to the
show. Baby.
Hey, you should be a guest, bro.
This is probably the biggest Gator fan in the history of history. And I've been using my celebrity to let
baby
the world know. The Gators are what?
I'm saying Baby Gator, bro. He thinks he's the biggest fan in history.
Nah, dog. If you listen, man. If you cut me, I bleed Tebow. I don't even bleed blood, man.
Real what shit,
good,
man.
Good, y'all, man.
How you feeling about Franks, baby? How you feeling about Franks, baby?
Listen. Aside from him being like an ugly character in the face, love that boy. Think that boy can sling it like a pillow fight.
I'm trying to tell you.
And let me just go on record to say this right now. Let me go on record to say this. I love Callaway, 81, my boy. I love Scarlett. But if they come back, they might have to sit that ass down because that number 17 and my
yes,
Davis is
yes,
everything,
sir.
Okay?
So my home run ball right there.
Yeah, you always get quality players out of the 813. You know that.
Oh, here he go. He got two of his horns.
And we got Malik Davis off of steel. You know what I'm saying? We thought Lemons weren't coming, so we went and got Malik Davis. I'm from Immokalee, Florida.
We got lucky.
He had up for like 300 yards rushing during the playoff game last year.
Yep.
So I knew he was the truth.
Hillsborough County rushing record.
Hey, I like Malik Davis. I like Tony. I hate Tony's dread. Hate his dread. Love that boy, though. I'm a fan.
Hey. That boy lightning in the bottom, man. I think they need to get him on punt return to kick return, man. But he to get the ball to Ben. They got to get the ball in his hand 10 times a game.
I wouldn't mind B Powell being back there. I like number four.
Shit 3 years. Ain't broke one yet.
Man, number four is Brendan James. They just don't use him correctly for the last 3 years. I'm telling you.
I don't know about Brendan James, dog.
Dog. Powell might be faster and quicker than Brendan James. Listen to me. I know. I'm an old head. I know what I'm talking about.
That's
so how bad you got us beating Kentucky, man?
Listen, I like us to beat Kentucky by 17 in a bottle of whiskey, okay? I don't think Kentucky got a chance. I think we finally clicked as a football team. I'm not trusting our offensive coordinator, but I think you can't deny that Malik Davis is the second coming of Chris Rainey, kind of. He got ran down at one. So
he is not a Chris Rainey. Chris Rainey walked on campus at about 145 pounds.
You're talking about speed-wise, like big play-wise. He ain't talking about like size.
Yeah,
I think Tony's worse.
Hit it and hold it.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the game, I think the fourth quarter was one of the best things that could have happened to us. I think you got to get 17 the ball, but I'm waiting to see what they're gonna do with Dre Massey. I still got faith in Dre. I like number 9. And what happened to our tight end? Where the hell is Goosby at, man?
He's banged up right now, man. But I mean, Goosby just every time he's on the field, they know we're not running the ball, so he's like tipping off plays and shit, man. Like he can't block. That's why you start to see more and more Stevens and shit in the game because he can do both.
I just like the way our offense has opened up in the fourth quarter. I feel like if we can just spread the ball out a little bit, we can get more opportunities for big plays. I don't see us losing. I'm one of these psycho fans. I don't see nobody on our schedule losing. I feel like we're going to punch everybody in the damn mouth. Anybody can get it. And
talk your shit, bro.
I can't wait to go back to Atlanta.
We in that bitch.
Alabama ass. So this going to be the year that we turn that corner. Because if we don't, Jim McElwain and his teeth going to have to get the hell out of Gainesville.
I feel you on that shit, bro. Now, we're on the same page, man. We're on the same page.
I like it. I'm with you. Now, I ain't going to be listening. I follow y'all on Twitter. I think y'all dope. I think y'all
appreciate very talented.
I think y'all informative. I'll be dropping another Gator video probably Monday or Tuesday. Don't really know. Depending on my schedule. And I'm
there you go.
I'm definitely shouting you guys out. You know what I'm saying? Telling people to follow the podcast, call in, because y'all like the dopest ever.
Good looking, bro. Hey, we got to get you on as a guest, man. Sit down and do a whole show with us, man.
Yeah.
Come on as a guest.
I gotta call in. My schedule just be like, my schedule is so conflicting, and I'm so busy all the time, but this week since the hurricane kind of hit my area, I had to sit my ass down. But we're going to definitely get it together, man.
All right, for sure, man. Hold it down.
Thanks for the call, man. See ya.
Hold up. Before I go, I just got to say this one time. Left under right, do it right, or we going to fight. Go, Gators.
Talk your shit, baby. Yeah.
Oh, these Gator callers are cracking me up, man. So that was Josh Prey. He's a comedian. He's a Gator fan. Y'all should go follow him. Check him out. We'll have him on later this season. Talk more football with him.
Got more calls, CJ?
Yo, it's the Big Three roll-up. It's Yo. Same Energy Sunday. Where you at? How you feeling?
I would care, bro.
I'm in Orlando. I love the Gators, but I really want to talk about the game on Saturday because I'm so fucking happy.
Speak your
piece. How you feel about it? How you feel about it, man?
All right.
How
you... so, I do think that something happened with the play calling in the fourth quarter. I did see that picture on Twitter of Mac with supposedly the play calling sheet. But I think this game was so great for recruits, man. And they were all sitting in front of the catch. And I think Tyree's taking Callaway's spot now that this investigation has kind of zeroed in on him. I do think the team is coming together. I think we do have a national championship caliber defense, but our offense needs to get there. But yeah, I'm just super ecstatic about the game.
I don't know if our defense is national championship quality defense, man. We had a walk on the field. We too banged up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like
we are.
We had a walk on linebacker on the field, and freshmen on the back end. Like,
dude, like yeah, but Nick's not. He's not where he needs to be. He doesn't even look like he wants to tackle some people sometimes.
Where are you from, bro?
Orlando.
No, where's Nick from? I said, where's Nick from?
I don't know, actually. Where was he from?
904, dog. Just had to remind the people.
I think Nick's not enough back there. I think he doesn't want to tackle, bro.
All right, man.
All right, dog.
What do you think?
Yeah, he's right.
You got a question for me?
Yeah, what do you think of our secondary?
The safeties got to tighten up, bro. I don't know if they're going to switch it and play around, but the corners look good. But the safety play and run support, that's why I'm going to clear that up. Safety play and run support got to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I agree. All right, man.
Thanks for bringing that same energy.
All right. Peace out.
See ya.
All right, bro. Hold it out, dog.
TJ, my folks, no more Gator callers, man. No more Gator callers.
No, I think, yeah.
Too much positivity. Too much. I can't handle it right now. Yo, it's the big three roll up. We got a caller from the 904. Loserville, how you doing?
No, I'm not Loserville. This is Darian Chill from Twitter. This is Gator Nation right here.
What's up, shit, bro?
What's up, man?
How you feeling? Tell us.
Hey, man. I'm feeling real good, man. Got that crazy play by Franks, man.
OVO, baby.
Big win. Where were you watching it from? Were you in the stadium?
Nah, I would have been, but couldn't go. But I was at the crib, and she was crazy.
Yeah, y'all celebrate. What'd you do to celebrate? Because we had one person come on and tell us what they did. So we gotta see if you can top them.
No, right after the play, they just ran outside. She was crazy.
You did? You ran outside?
Hold on, yeah, man. Ran outside, tromping down the street, man. People thought I was crazy.
My dog didn't have no blanket. No blanket.
Is this what Gator Nation does? They run outside with their Gator blanket on, and they run down the street? You're the second
yes,
caller
sir.
Now.
Question for y'all boys, though.
What's up?
Hey, you think that jump was a Hail Mary or was it like a setup play?
It's the same play they ran against Tennessee last time, bro. Like, it's the same play. He just hit a different receiver than Gritty. It's the same as that play.
Yeah.
He did a great job of stepping up in the pocket, kind of shuffling away from the rush.
His pocket presence and everything is on point. Like, the kid, he's not playing bad at all. I just play calling got tightened up.
So how you think Nuss calls the plays for Kentucky next week, Phil?
Shitty.
Me trying to predict how he's going to call. To be honest, I've seen him call some good games. So it's just like heckless. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're going to get. So I don't know what the fuck he's going to call, bro. We're all going to find out at the same time, dog. We're all find out at the same time. Even him, he don't know what he's going to call.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you calling in and enjoy the rest of that weekend with that W.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell him, man. We out you, baby.
Same energy Sundays, man. What's up? We got a caller. What's up?
Chicago, man. Nah, I just want to talk trash to Silk because he's been talking about Chauncey. And I've been told that, man, Chauncey overrated.
Talk your shit.
Overrated in what? Who we comparing him to?
In every category, man. That man trash, bro. He don't need to be on y'all field, man.
Who is it? Who you like?
Yeah, somebody told me that he was better than.
He's gonna be a top two. He's gonna be a first or second round pick one day. He's a true sophomore safe, though. I seen May do the same thing. He's gonna be fine, man, though. He's too the kid's athletic. He's too good to be that same. He'll
can't
be all right.
Cover a bit.
He can cover. Can't cover. I mean, what he having trouble with right now is filling the alley and tackling in open field. His coverage skill ain't been. It's not like he's getting burnt. Who burnt him this week?
Nobody burnt him this week, but he still can't cover, man.
I tighten up, dog. Chance is gonna be all right, bro. Like I said, he's gonna
hey, man,
gonna
who be a first second round pick.
Florida State.
Okay, so it's been
oh, you just ain't got no win yet. Yeah, that's all that is.
He's just a little agitated. So
yeah, he ain't got no win yet.
He's 0-1, agitated as hell. I get it. I'm right there with you, man.
Hey, dog. Let me give you some advice, man. Be real safe, okay? If you die anytime between now and y'all next game, bro, you ain't gonna see no 2017 win. So you need to be real safe, bro.
All right, man. Hey, call back next week when FSU gets that W, okay?
Be safe.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
I'm gonna pray for black men, bro. I don't pray, man. I don't subscribe to all that shit. But that NC State defensive line, man, they're about to fuck them dudes up.
That's a real defensive line right there. That's a tough game to make your debut, you know, knowing that that front four is probably one of the best you're going to face all season. Yo, it's the Big Three roll up. You got time?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Not much, man. It's same energy Sunday. How you doing?
Oh, man, I got all kinds of energy after last night.
Talking shit, bro. Talking shit, man.
Where'd you celebrate at?
Man, I was at the house. Uh-oh.
Did you run out?
How many?
Hold on. Did you run out? No, what'd you do? The win?
Yeah. What'd you do, man? After the win? After the throw?
After the throw, man, I was just running about the house. I scared my kid. I got a 2-year-old.
You didn't go outside though, man. With a blanket or nothing. Weird, did you?
My kid was shrieking. I was outside. I shotgunned a beer on the back porch. Yo, go Gators. Did my thing.
That's how you celebrate a damn win right there. That's the way you celebrate
it. I see you, bro.
Thank you. Gator Nation starting to revive themselves here on this show.
Hey, man, I was celebrating. I wasn't even on the timeline. I was celebrating over here, baby. It was big cushion in the air.
Man, I ain't going to lie, though. I was sweating it a little bit. When it went 20-20, this shit's going to go to overtime and we're going to fucking lose.
Hey, listen, you asked Grimes and my man Bobby Buttoning on the timeline. They was over here watching the game. And when right before we was about to go up 10 points, I said, man, I don't want the defense to bail us out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we go up and win now off a run, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be bailing the offensive coordinator out. I said, I want this shit to be a close game, dog. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I said, I want this shit to be a close game. So when Tennessee scored, I was happy. Like, yeah, we got a ball game now. Now the kid got to grow up. The coaches got to call some shit. Yeah. If we run that bitch
in,
they're going
to
run the clock out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that shit transferred exactly how it needed to. The offense had to put it away and build a little confidence, and that's what happened, man. And it didn't feel no better than put a dagger in the motherfuckers' hearts.
Mm. That shit, the way we won, that shit was epic, dog. I wish I was in the motherfucking building, dog, because I know that shit was rocking.
All right, man. Caller, I got a question for you. Who wins first, Miami or Florida State?
Miami already won. Next question.
I didn't understand the question at all. So like,
next question.
What?
And Florida State plays at noon next week, so they'd win. They're gonna win before Miami plays at 7:30.
Hey, watch that trap game, Kev. Just watch out for that trap game. That's all.
Fucking Toledo is terrible, dog.
Doug, first thing. Berg's gonna try to make this shit a thing all week.
Toledo better call me in to talk to the team pregame. I'm telling you.
Fuck it, you selling this shit,
man?
You going to the Kentucky game? You guys going to any games?
Kentucky, it's in Kentucky.
Nah,
right?
Man,
fuck boy, Kentucky.
Man, I had tickets, like I had tickets to the Florida LSU game because I'm going on vacation that Saturday, and some bullshit transpired, and I had to sell my tickets.
Damn, that's gonna be an epic
Saturday. Gonna go down for that game.
We can get you new tickets if you want to go.
LSU got fucking mopped last night.
Yeah, they did, man. Yeah. I didn't expect that happened as ugly as it did. But.
I do, man. The fucking coach, No, y'all they got a real ass coach. Come on, bro.
No,
Coach Kerr's a great interim head coach because he's so rah rah and guys want to play for him, but
yeah,
he's not the leader of a program.
I'm not saying I was. I don't know. I didn't have expectations for the LSU Mississippi State game. All it says they got fucking mopped. Mississippi lost by 30 to Mississippi State.
Yeah, they did.
Mississippi State looked good though. I don't know if y'all watched that game. They did look good. Damn,
no, I was watching the Louisville game and then the Texas USC game.
I really didn't expect LSU to not.
I didn't know he was still on the phone. 7 points, I didn't know he was still on the phone.
Yeah, man, he's just chilling with us. He's just gonna be here all show.
Hang out, dog.
Appreciate you calling in.
All right,
let's get through these. One more caller, and I gotta go.
Give me a beer, dog.
I gotta go.
I actually shotgunned a beer last night. I had some people over from work and shit, and they're like younger, and they fucking. Yeah, they were like, let's go out, let's shotgun a beer. I'm like, so we shotgun two beers, but I was just like, man, that shit's kind of, I can't be doing that shit, man. I got a crock pot.
You're too grown. Yeah. You're too washed.
You're out here shotgunning beers, bro.
I feel like you can shotgun beers your whole life. I don't think that's the thing that ages.
Yeah, that shit ages, bro. What you got going on, bro?
All right, we got time for one more caller, so he better be a legend. Caller, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Baby Gator, you know, live from the swamp.
Oh, it's a legend. It's a legend, Baby Gator. How you feeling, man? I'll tell you one thing. That whole Florida game, I was thinking about you. I know that when they won that game, man, I just wanted to be partying with Baby Gator. How'd you celebrate?
Really, I ain't going to lie. I was just excited about it. Like, I'm like, all right, Frank's done did his thing. He done showed them, like, all right, he belong. This is shit. Brother, I went out there and played, so I'm like, shit, that's really all I was running about, bro, for real. I was like, damn, boy, bro really had a coming out party. I was like, boy, that bitch really had a coming out party this day.
I imagine
like,
you were running around with the megaphone, screaming, going crazy.
I was just, boy, I ain't gonna lie, I was amped, though. I was amped, and them bitches were pissing on statues. They were pissing on statues and all this fuck shit.
Real disrespectful, Baby Gator.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, Baby Gator, I seen you on the timeline with Matt Miller talking about go scout Lamar Jackson, and that bitch responded to you. You said, I don't really give a damn about that. I'm a diehard Gator fan, but I'm about fucking that.
Straight up, dude. I don't scout Lamar Jackson like I do other quarterbacks and all that. I'm like, damn, so what's up with that, bro? Like, goddamn, not saying that I care about Lamar Jackson, but bitch, you can't be out here half-ass scouting.
Yeah, you got to scout everybody.
Exactly. Then this shit you saying, that could fuck the man.
Who don't scout the Heisman winner?
Fishy, silk, don't you get what I'm saying? But that's why he responded to me, because he know I struck a nerve. Like, bro, you know you doing and saying some bullshit, so you feel guilty. So, but that's all. I just had to let his ass know, like, bro, you can't be out here doing this shit. You fucking up somebody's name doing this shit, bro. You half ass.
Baby Gator.
Yep.
Fuck Matt Miller. Hey, Baby Gator.
Yeah, man.
How you feel about Tony? How you feel Tony get that ball in his hand, bro?
Bro got to touch that rock, boy. Jit electrifying, I swear, boy. Jit got to touch that rock. He make it happen, though.
Baby Gator, you sound like you're starting to believe in this offense. Are you a believer?
Yeah. It's like they open it up. They use a lot of them playmakers. Like, it looked a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went and really,
Malik
like...
Davis
like,
got involved a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember, I was saying Jit needed to touch the rock.
He fucked up
at the end of the play, but that shit come with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The break to 70 yards, though, shit, Jit got to touch that rock, bro.
Jit shot out of cannon. I was like, what the fuck going on?
And then the defense, they were holding up, really, to be honest. And then until we got the 20-3 lead, then they kind of let their hair back a little bit, kind of let the game go. And then
I think the defense is still suspect because that Tennessee offense was pretty trash, and they knew exactly where the ball was going every play. They couldn't stop it.
Yeah, we were holding their ass down, though. It was 20-3. Then they had to just jump back in it just that fast. You know
good. I mean, they had
some
good
shit.
Screens and shit called with it, where they broke at the end of the game when they did get the points. They had some screens. They had some good plays called, dog, though. It's not like they were just running down our throat and shit. Hey, number four is a grown-ass man, dog.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, look, I swear, like, bro, I was just for to bring him up, bro. Like,
they respect that nigga, bro.
He was straight, though. He was straight, though. But I was just like, damn, man, y'all got to hit this man. This man ain't that damn good.
That motherfucker bigger than a bitch, bro. I'm going to get hard. So I'm looking at his legs and shit, no homo. Like, bro, that's a big-ass dude to tackle, dog.
Yeah, and I seen how he did guarding on the first play when he had ran them over. I'm like, all right,
shit
came to play. Yeah, I'm like, he came to play, you know what I'm saying? But that shit come, you gonna meet your match sometimes out there on the field, though. You're going to meet a bitch too big, strong, just as fast as you. It's about who wanted more. Shit, we wanted it more. And then,
CJ
Henderson.
No one wants it more than Baby Gettin'.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nah. Real, go hard for this shit, man. For real. Go hard for this shit, man. Yeah.
All right, Baby Gator. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man.
All right. Y'all boys too. All right, holla at y'all boys.
Man. See ya.
All right. Down, bro.
Yep.
We'll be back on that regular show on Tuesday. Who do y'all want to get on the show this week?
Well, Baby Gator does bring all the fucking energy.
Dog be live.
Dog, he talks. Yeah. He's funny as fuck, bro.
All right. Well, let's just get ready for this Tuesday show. Who do you guys want to get on Tuesday? What are we looking at?
I don't know.
I figure it out tomorrow, bro. Got a lot going on right now, dog. I'm still like in a cloud of smoke right now, trying to celebrate this win.
You got a few more hours to celebrate this win.
Yeah. I got to move on to next.
24 hours. After win or loss, 24 hours.
There you go.
I move on from losses faster. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Cush too good. Just a fan.
Yeah, I'm just a fan.
All
bro.
I can do is cheer.
That's all. I did my job.
All right, man. That was fun. I was in a bad mood, but now I'm in a good mood. Thanks to all the callers that called in.
Next week should be better that we all play, so we'll have more diverse energy.
We have some. Some sea biscuits and shit calling in.
What's Toledo's mascot?
Mustangs rocket.
Or something?
Rocket. Toledo Rockets, rocket. Right?
Why would you be a rocket?
All right.
You can't find a fucking animal to be a rocket?
Hey, quit talking about my Toledo Rockets, man. I can't handle this.
All right, I'm out.
See y'all.
That's the thing, bro. All right, man. Big B roll up, baby. Same energy Sunday.